There's actually a couple really good key points that you made there. To get when you're sitting down with these coaches, lower level coaches, and getting them on board, you said a couple things there. One, you went over. Well, one, you asked them questions, and it sounded like you get them involved to make it feel like they were part of the program, which I think definitely helps from a attitude and morale standpoint and stuff like that. So they
I remember the conversation quickly on that one. I said with the seventh grader, I said, okay, what about lands? Should a youngster be able to shoot a weak-handed lay-in by the end of his seventh grade year?
Mm-hmm.
And one of the seventh grade coaches said, well, I don't think so. I think maybe by the middle of the eighth grade year. And so at that point, I said, well, maybe you're right. I said, I'll tell you what we do at basketball camp with kids. If we identify a youngster who doesn't have a weak-handed lay-in at that point, I don't care if he's 10 or 12 or what he was, we'd send him over with one of our counselors, and they'd work with him for 10 or 15 minutes on the left-handed lay-in. And typically in 10 or 15 minutes, they weren't doing a bad job of it. But they got individual attention to do it. And I said,
right.
You can do it probably in that seventh grade year. And everybody kind of says, oh, okay. And so we wrote it in, and it was in the, in the booklet that by the time a youngster was done the seventh grade year, he could shoot both a strong and weak-handed lay-in successfully.
Right, right. Yeah, so that's actually pretty powerful. To get those coaches on board, you ask them questions and make them feel involved, and then if there were some disagreements, you gave them stories. And stories are great ways to persuade people and help convince them and give them proof of maybe that there is a better way to do things and kind of get everybody on board. So that's really interesting. And then the second thing that I think you mentioned to get these coaches on board was you documented and printed out what the things you decided the coach should be doing and what the players should be able to do by the time they were in seventh grade, eighth grade, and so on. Does that sound pretty accurate? I assume you had some fairly thorough documents that explained what you guys met about and what you expect of the coach and what
yes,
you expect of the players.
Yes, we did. And it included the whole game. We decided teaching defensive footwork at the seventh grade level was imperative. Learning how to close out was a seventh grade item. Being able to get into proper help side position was important. And then at the eighth grade, we added some things that were a little more difficult in those same areas. And so what it kind of did, it gave the coaches a checklist. And they sat down and just said, what you need to do is sit down. Okay, can our kids really close out? Are all dozen of them we have? Most of them understand it fairly well. They don't always do it well in games or practices, but they know how to do it and so on. Yes, they do. Okay, so I think I've done that and did give them, again, a checkoff list as to how to help them.
Okay. Yeah, so you gave them a documented checklist on what to do. Did you have documentation that went more and much into detail about, okay, how to actually teach footwork or how to do some of these things?
No.
Mostly
no, we didn't. No, you'd have been writing a book if you'd have gotten into all of that. But we did go through that in the gym with them. And we had a classroom right next to the gym that worked very well for that. And so we'd go back and forth at times. In fact, I think my first year at Hillsborough, I think maybe we met five or six times before the season ever started. And walked through a number of things and just tried to show them what something looked like, and what it acted like. And we were fortunate back then. We had teachers. Most of them were teachers in those school buildings, so they had access to kids and knew them well.
Right, right. So you were documenting that stuff, and then you were actually teaching the coaches how to do these things and how it worked and stuff like that.
Yeah,
so
yes, exactly.
Probably the third key to getting the coaches on board.